Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Body found in West Wichita Park. We have the story.
Israel and Iran continue to attack each other. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
How much milk is too much milk for your toddler? I'm Cassie Hamilton with a health concern from local doctors. Coming up on KNSS.
A body was found at Sedgwick County Park in West Wichita Wednesday afternoon. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says the discovery was made after a caller reported a missing person in the area. A park employee conducting a search discovered the body. However, it's not known if the body is that of the missing person. The area where the body was found is being treated as a crime scene. The coroner's office will conduct an autopsy.
Israel and Iran continue to attack each other. Iran reportedly hits Israel's main southern hospital, while Israel strikes a heavy water reactor. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer with the latest.
At least four areas in Israel have been struck by Iranian missiles. That's according to Israeli media. The latest salvo is being described as much larger than other aerial assaults launched from Iran. Medics are responding to impact sites in both central and southern Israel. There are reports of injuries, but it's also not clear at this point just how extensive the damage is. However, according to Israeli media, a hospital in southern Israel was among the targets struck. Iranian state television confirmed that Israel attacked Iran's Arak heavy water reactor overnight, but Iranian officials say there is no radiation risk.
Now, this comes a day after Iran's supreme leader rejected calls by President Donald Trump to surrender.
The city of Emporia has confirmed that two people died in a house explosion Wednesday afternoon. The explosion was reported near East 6th Avenue and Weaver Street. The city of Emporia said that within minutes of the explosion, the home had collapsed and was fully engulfed with fire. The city has confirmed that emergency crews found two bodies in the debris. Preliminary investigation into the explosion appears that it was an accident.
A child was killed and a search is being conducted for another after they were hit by a train in Neosho County in southeast Kansas yesterday afternoon. The Union Pacific Railroad reporting that two individuals were hit on a railroad bridge. Neosho County Sheriff is investigating.
Nearly every neighborhood in Wichita saw some degree of tree damage from Tuesday's storms. According to the city, crews will not collect debris on private property. Anyone needing assistance removing private debris should contact a local tree service. And if you are removing the tree debris yourself, you can take it to the Brooks Landfill. The city's park forestry team focuses on property damage, imminent hazards, and broken and hanging limbs over public use areas, as well as blocked streets and driveways.
Local doctors are seeing an increase in toddlers with iron deficiency.
Doctors at Ascension Via Christi are seeing the increase in toddlers with iron deficiency. The problem? Drinking too much milk. The doctors have noticed the iron deficiency increase over the past year, with the biggest rise in the past 2 months. Via Christi says milk is beneficial for children. However, excessive consumption can disrupt the body's ability to absorb iron, which is critical in the creation of red blood cells. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends toddlers drink no more than 2 to 3 cups of milk per day. Cassie Hamilton, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Huge night for pro softball in Wichita last night, and two more games today. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
Kansas farm income is expected to be among the strongest in the last 20 years. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News time now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Kansas farm income is expected to be among the strongest in the last 20 years for 2025, helped by $2 billion in government payments for depressed crop prices and weather conditions. Ag experts say without government payments in 2024, close to half of Kansas farms would have lost money. Of the $41 billion in net farm increase predicted for 2025, $33 billion is in government payments.
Arizona and Texas are expected to have more of the border wall constructed, even as illegal border crossings are reduced to a trickle.
27 miles of the wall will be erected in Santa Cruz County in the Tucson sector, which was a hotbed of illegal crossings during the Biden administration. The federal government says the cost will be $300 million. Another 17 miles of wall will be put up in the Texas Rio Grande Valley sector. While Joe Biden was president, many border wall contracts were scrapped, leading to materials left sitting at the border. Opponents of wall construction have long cited environmental concerns, such as risk to wildlife. In May, 0 individuals who crossed illegally were released into the U.S. interior, compared with 62,000 last year. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Honda is issuing a massive recall over a braking concern.
A brake pedal problem with certain Honda models could cause it to shift out of position, potentially making it difficult for a driver to stop or slow down. That's according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. More than 259,000 Honda pilots model years 2023 through 2025 are being recalled. That also includes newer models of its luxury brand Acura TLX and MDX vehicles. Honda estimates only about 1% of the vehicles involved in the recall will actually have the brake pedal issue. Authorized dealers have been instructed to fix it free of charge. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission releasing data concerning manatee deaths during the last 6 months. Fox's Esther Bauer with the latest from Melbourne, Florida.
A growing sea cow crisis in Brevard County. Impact from boats are a big concern for manatee experts across the state this year. FWC says from January to June, 407 manatees were found dead across the state. Brevard saw the most deaths with 84 killed. Lee County came in second with 83 killed so far this year. Boat strikes, cold stress, and baby deaths are big problems affecting the sea cows. Save the Manatee Club says those deaths could be tied to water quality or the mother's health. Restoring the lagoon will take decades, but bad boat behavior is easier to change.
565 manatee deaths reported in Florida last year.
KNSS News time, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The report of some debris in the roadway. This was westbound on K-96, and it was between Rock Road and Webb Road, or sorry, no, Rock Road and Woodlawn. It's between Rock Road and Woodlawn, again, westbound on K-96. But the traffic volumes are thinning out, and so things are actually looking quite a bit better at the moment on the highway. Those traffic cameras, traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Patchy fog this morning will give way to sunny skies and a high of 91 this afternoon. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few clouds and warm tonight, 74 that overnight low. First day of summer, sunny, windy, and hot on Friday, high 95. Southwest winds 20 to 30 and gusty. We're going to keep it windy and hot through the weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a sunny sky, calm, no wind. 71 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. This is Thursday. That means $5 large beers at the Monarch. 23-ounce mugs of local beers available for just $5. The Monarch, 579 West Douglas at the roundabout in historic Delano. Steve and Ted in the morning, 8:12 here on this Thursday morning. And as the situation develops in Iran and Israel, we want to find out a little bit more about the situation right now. Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage is with us this morning. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hello, good morning.
So the latest is a nuclear reactor hit and maybe a hospital on either side, right?
Yes, Israel is promising to intensify its strikes on strategic targets in Iran, but they're doing so after Iranian missiles last night hit several locations across Israel, including a major hospital complex, the Soroka Medical Center in Beersheba, where we understand that several wards were completely demolished as a result of this Iranian missile. 40 people were injured, a number of patients had been evacuated, but not everyone was able to get out in time. We hear that staff and patients were wounded from broken glass, fallen ceilings, and so forth. Israeli ministers coming forward to say today that Iran is targeting the civilian population, whereas Israel, they claim, is only going after military and nuclear facilities.
Yeah, but when you do that, the collateral damage is always there, right? I mean, somebody's going to get hurt.
That is certainly likely the case. According to human rights groups who are monitoring the situation in Iran, they do say that a number of civilians killed there does run into the hundreds.
The Israelis have been able to target specific people, though, and they've taken out some very high-ranking officials. Was that done with drones, or how was that accomplished?
Seems to be done with a mixture of drones and missiles, depending on where they were. And it could also be that work was done by the Israeli security organization Mossad ahead of time, possibly Mossad agents working inside Iran to target high-level Iranian officials. Now, the highest Iranian official of all is the supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. And what it appeared earlier this week was that President Trump had dissuaded the Israelis from assassinating him during this early wave of strikes, President Trump saying just a couple of days ago that they know where he's hiding, that he'd be an easy target, although they don't have any plans to take him out, at least for now.
So if they take him out, the next person will probably be just as bad or worse. But how key is he to the running of that country? Is he I presume, like a dictator, right?
Pretty much. It is a religious dictatorship, you might say.
Oh, yeah.
And he sits at the very top of the Islamist regime. Now, he's been in power since the late 80s, since about 1989, I believe. And his power has been pretty much unchallenged ever since. It's one thing to replace an Ayatollah when one passes away, as happened back then. Another thing, you'd imagine, in the midst of essentially a war, if he is assassinated by the Israelis, with so many of his top commanders also killed.
What is a possible U.S. role militarily? Will our people be actually flying jets or in the area over there in Iran?
I think that would be the case. What military analysts are saying is that President Trump is weighing up the possibility of using American B-2 bombers to drop what are called bunker-busting bombs, the only weapon in the world powerful enough to reach a particular Iranian nuclear site, which is buried deep inside a mountain south of the capital, Tehran. So that would involve a U.S. military mission. The consequences could be far-reaching, however, because Iran has promised that they would strike back, that the United States would suffer irreparable harm if it joined the Israeli campaign, sort of bringing in the prospect of a series of escalating strikes.
And the whole thing could just blow up and get really, really big then, right?
It could theoretically, and these are the calculations that President Trump is making as he decides whether or not he wants to commit U.S. forces. Of course, he's always said that he doesn't want to get the United States involved in overseas wars. He is being asked by the Israeli Prime Minister to do so. The question is whether he thinks that the consequences could be limited enough and the outcome positive enough to make it worthwhile.
All right, Jonathan, as always, thank you. We appreciate your coverage and your help this morning. Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage. And he was talking to us from London about the situation with the Israelis and the Iranians. 8:17, Steve is head of the morning here on KNSS, and got a lot of golf going on in Wichita. Let's check sports now with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yep, we are underway. It's one of the great events in Wichita. Some of the best golfers in the world are here once again in the summertime. It is the 36th annual Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas Wichita Open. 156 golfers are on the course today. $1 million in prize money is up for grabs. The first groups teed off about an hour and a half ago. The final groups will tee off at 2:25 this afternoon under the hot sunshine and the wind gusting around. So they are at it. Yesterday was the Pro-Am, and we still had two holes underwater. Yesterday, holes number 7 and 13 were flooded. Have to wait for all that water to recede after all those storms on Tuesday. But it looks like we're ready to go today, and we got golfers out on the course. Like we said, 11 of those golfers in the field here in Wichita were just competing in the U.S. Open last week in Pennsylvania, and some of those guys made the cut. So we got some great golfers here in town for the next 4 days. The annual stop on the Corn Ferry Tour, one of the four original events on the tour that is still being conducted, and Wichita's had it now for 36 years out at Crestview Country Club as the Wichita Open is underway. And it's a great week in Wichita for professional softball as the entire league, all four teams in the new AUSL, are playing in Wichita this week. We had a doubleheader yesterday, and last night it was sold out at Wilkins Stadium. Big crowd to see all these great softball players, some of the best in the nation. And it was all nationally televised on the Deuce on ESPN2. Great stuff. At game one was fantastic. The Talons rallied for four runs to win it in the bottom of the ninth, capped off by a walk-off two-run home run to win it 5-4 over the first-place Bandits. And then we had another good game in the nightcap. There were after 11 o'clock last night outside Wilkins Stadium. The fans were lined up around the block to get post-game autographs. Wow. It was quite the scene. It was great. And we got two more games today. If people want to come out and see all four of these teams and these great softball players, it's a doubleheader. It's a makeup from the Tuesday night rainout. So we got the afternoon softball today at noon. It's a battle for first place between the Bandits and the Talons. And then the game after that will be the Volts and the Blaze. This is the final doubleheader for pro softball in Wichita today. After today, it'll be just single games the rest of the way. So once again, a chance to see all four teams today in the afternoon at Wilkins Stadium on the campus of Wichita State. Major League Baseball last night, Kansas City Royals in Texas taking on the Rangers. The Royals apparently like playing in Arlington, Texas, playing pretty good baseball right now after that long six-game losing streak. You heard the game last night on KFH at the plate, third baseman Michael Garcia.
The 2-1 pitch. Garcia chops it down the first baseline. Fair ball right up the chalk. Wynn rounds third. He's in his score standing. Michael Garcia glides to second. He takes the turn and heads for third. Throw comes back in toward first. Michael Garcia has his fourth RBI of the game. And the Royals lead 5-3 in the top of the eighth inning. What a night for Michael Garcia. Making his all-star case loud and clear.
Now, earlier in the game, he had a three-run home run. He had a home run and a triple last night, and the Royals beat the Rangers again. 6-3 was the final score. Back-to-back wins now for the Royals after that losing streak. Michael Garcia, sixth in the league in batting with a .318 batting average, piling up that slugging percentage last night with the home run and the triple, driving in four of the six runs. Back-to-back wins for the Royals, and guess what? They go for a three-game sweep. It'll be an afternoon game today in Arlington, KC and the Rangers. You can listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH at 1:30 this afternoon for Royals baseball. Minor league baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge lost 5-4 in 10 innings yesterday afternoon at Arkansas. That snaps Wichita's five-game winning streak. No room at all left now. The Wichita is four games behind with four games to go in the first half of the season. At Arkansas again tonight for the Surge at 6:35 this evening. Happy birthday today to a pretty good K-State men's basketball player back in the day. Tyrone Adams is 66 years old today. Still, all these years later, 16th all-time in points for the Wildcats, top 10 all-time in assists, and twice in his career, he had seven steals in one game. Wow. Tyrone Adams played for the Wildcats in the late 70s into the early 80s. He was on three NCAA tournament teams, including the Elite Eight team in 1981. And he was drafted in the third round in the NBA draft by his hometown team, the Chicago Bulls. K-State men's basketball great, Tyrone Adams. It's his birthday. He is 66 today. That's sports brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, with locations east, west, and now in historic Delano, featuring a rooftop deck. Hey, Wichita Brewing Company, it's pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean predicts the Iranian nuclear weapons program will be done next week. That story and more news on the way. Steve, it's in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on a Thursday morning, 71 degrees. A day that brought three rounds of storms to the Wichita area in less than 24 hours saw the Wichita Fire Department smash a record. WFD reported that from midnight to 11:59 p.m. Tuesday, it responded to 550 calls, a record number of incidents in a 24-hour period. By far, the most calls were reports of lines down from the storms. The fire department responded to 247 calls reporting lines down.
The loved ones of Boeing 737 MAX crash victims urging a judge to reject a deal ending a criminal case.
Family members of victims killed in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes in 2018 and 2019 have filed a motion opposing a deal between the Justice Department and the plane maker, arguing it's not in the public's interest. Boeing agreeing to plead guilty to a criminal fraud conspiracy charge, also agreeing to strengthen its safety and compliance programs and pay more than $1 billion that will go towards a fine and a compensation fund for victims. The DOJ says the deal secures meaningful accountability, delivers substantial and immediate public benefits, and brings finality to a difficult and complex case. But families are against Boeing avoiding a criminal fraud trial and argue the obligations imposed aren't enforceable. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The U.S. is reported to have a lot of new millionaires.
The 2025 Global Wealth Report by Swiss bank UBS says wealth grew disproportionately quickly last year in the U.S. compared to other nations. Roughly 379,000 people became U.S. dollar millionaires in 2024. All that money driven by a stable U.S. dollar and upbeat financial markets. The U.S. accounted for almost 40% of millionaires last year. Coming in at number two, Greater China. That includes mainland China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan at roughly 28% of the world's millionaires. Western Europe has about 25%. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Supreme Court ruling in favor of more than 9,000 disabled Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, and Coast Guard veterans who were denied their full retroactive combat-related special compensation.
The National Veterans Legal Service Program and Sidney Austin, LLP, filed a lawsuit in 2017 on behalf of Marine Corps veteran Simon Soto and a class of other veterans who were denied more than 6 years of benefits. Soto served in the Marine Corps from August 2000 to April 2006, doing two tours of duty in Iraq, where he searched for, recovered, and processed the remains of war casualties. As a result of his service, Soto was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, medically discharged, and awarded permanent medical disability retirement. However, the Navy limited its payments to Soto to only 6 years. The case was ultimately appealed all the way to the Supreme Court, where the court said that there is no 6-year cap on retroactive payments. The court's ruling ensures that combat disabled veterans will receive all of the combat-related special compensation they are entitled to by law. You can click on the link in our news story for more information. The Salute to Service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS 850 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things. Wichita firefighters respond to a record number of calls during this week's storms. 550 responses in a 24-hour period.
Two.
Israel and Iran continue to attack each other as Iranian Supreme Leader refuses to surrender.
One.
Sheriff investigating the discovery of a body in Sedgwick County Park in West Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a crash on westbound Kellogg. It is just west of Greenwich Road. You'll want to watch for a bit of a slowdown there, but the good news is those traffic volumes are getting thinner. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and warm today with a high of 90 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 74. For Friday, sunny and hot, getting up to 96 for a high tomorrow. Now a sunny sky, calm, no wind. 71 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning, we had a mixed close on Wall Street yesterday. No trading underway today. Today is Juneteenth, and they're taking a holiday in Wall Street, so no stock trading today. But we do have a local market that is remodeling, and here to tell us about that, Wichita Business Journal Update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yes, the locally founded Green Acres Market has plans for a $1.1 million remodel of its Normandy Shopping Center location at Central and Woodlawn. Plans for the 8,000-square-foot store call for interior upgrades, a new exterior front, and a grab-and-go deli addition. Green Acres Market has three Wichita locations and two in Oklahoma, and Florida-based Healthier Choices Management Corporation purchased the markets last year from 30-year owners Barb and John Hoffman. 3D-printed homes have yet to get off the ground in the Wichita area, but they're beginning to gain popularity nationwide. This afternoon, though, a Wichita commercial real estate firm is hosting an event to educate local contractors, city planners, and others on the accessibility of 3D-printed construction for both residential and commercial purposes. Ad Astra Commercial will host the event from 1:30 to 4 at Strategic Workspace. That's at 5025 East Kellogg. And it'll include a talk from Sperry RE Capital CEO and founder Sammy Suzuki. A 3D-printed neighborhood was planned in Valley Center in 2022, but COVID-related supply chain issues prevented the printer from ever arriving to start on the 100-unit development. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
So, Kirk, how big are these printers? I mean, are they tabletop or are they bigger than that?
They are, you know, imagine a one-story home.
Yeah.
And you put rails on both sides, the right and left, and then you have something that hooks on top and it passes over the home where the home's going to be, and it prints. You know, it prints, yeah. I'm using quote words, cement where the walls are.
Okay. Do you need to put a cartridge, a print cartridge or anything like that in it?
Well, you make sure you use a lot of magenta, Steve, because, you know, you want your stuff to pop.
What exactly is magenta?
Isn't it the yellowish color? I forget. Well, cyan, magenta, and whatever.
That's a cartridge that went out on our copier. Coincidentally. And we had
somebody printing a lot of charts.
And we had a spare. Oh, the salespeople print all kinds of stuff they never use. You know, it's all in color. It's just a complete waste of paper and everything else. But anyway, there you go.
I'm serious. Go to YouTube and watch some 3D printed home videos. They are fascinating.
Oh, I'll tell you what, if I'm ever bored out of my skull, I'll do that. That sounds terrible. Huh? All right. Today is World Sauntering Day.
Oh,
this day
perfect for Wichitans.
Originated in the 1970s as a way to encourage people to slow down and enjoy life at a leisurely pace. Huh? The word saunter, by the way, comes from the French phrase sans terre, meaning without a care.
Ah.
Huh?
So saunter on, friends. Saunter on. You do any sauntering at all there, Kurt?
I cannot be described as a saunterer, and I'm trying to think in my 40 years of journalism, have I ever used the word saunter in a story?
I'm not sure. You've used it now in the air. Then you're writing for the Business Journal. Do you ever use the term lollygag?
Oh, I'm a big fan of the word lollygag.
Lollygag's one
very
of my,
nice. And that comes from Bull Durham, of course.
Yes. I heard it before that. It's an old term. Because when I was in school, when I was playing sports, I was accused of lollygagging constantly, which means kind of, you know, sort of sauntering in a way. Lollygagging. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, sir, for your English lesson today. We'll check with you tomorrow morning. Coming up, we've got Glenn Beck. Deporting illegal aliens.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Could boost wages, they're saying. Coming up top of the hour news here on KNSS, a body found in Sedgwick County Park. That's on the way. If you missed any of today's show, just want to listen again, go to the free Odyssey app. And you are listening to Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Why should you try our garlic parmesan?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game.
like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.